amateur basketball from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dog sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're celebrating game day live at the Kohl Center or cheering on the team from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Back with more of our halftime conversation with Brian Butch, brought to you by American Family Insurance. Butchie, another news item that I'm seeing a lot regarding college basketball right now is G League players being eligible to compete. Of course, the sound bites all revolve largely around Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo, who's not in favor of the move. Why do you think college basketball did this?
Well, I think they did it because it's one of those things you look at right now is nobody really knows what's going on. And I think when you overall, like, keep it out of the court system is pretty much what it becomes. There's good and there's bad with both decisions either way. But you look at some of these guys that have come over from international countries, they've played professionally as well. So as much as the G League gets the initial, conversation, they've kind of laid the groundwork with international players who've played professional basketball overseas as well. So it's one of those things that ultimately needs to be worked out. It's new, so people are going to, throw their hands up and say, I can't believe this is happening. But I think give it a couple of years to work itself out as far as what that looks like. My only fear with it in general is this. We have to make sure that there's places for high school players to go. That's my biggest fear, because there is something pure about the high school game. These kids, you will always have a high school senior that needs to go and play somewhere. And we need to make sure there's spots for that development as well. I know NIL and all those things have kind of changed that a little bit. That's my biggest concern when I'm hearing about G League players. Where do the high school players go?
You made a lot of great points there, and I especially like what you said about how a lot of the international players that are coming over to the college game already have professional experience. Why not we extend that opportunity to American players to come to college with G League experience as well? Good stuff, Butchie. Really, really appreciate that. We will be right back after this and run down some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Chop
the pin! Whether you're cheering from the stands at the Kohl Center or from the comfort of home, Piggly Wiggly is proud to stand with the Wisconsin Badgers. We're the local grocer that's been part of Wisconsin game days for generations, stocking everything from brats to chips to cold drinks. Because when it comes to Wisconsin pride, we're all on the same team. Piggly Wiggly, local since forever and proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig! Every day across Wisconsin, outstanding educators change lives, lift students up, strengthen communities, and shape brighter futures. The Outstanding Educator Program, brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, honors those who go above and beyond. Know someone who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
It may only be exhibition season, but the stats that you need to know about the first half between Oklahoma and Wisconsin, Sooners are shooting the lights out, 63% from the floor, 17 of 27, 8 of 12 from three-point range, 66.7%. Badgers will try and cool down the Sooners in the second half. This has been the Culver's Halftime Report. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, we are ready for the start of half number two, Wisconsin and Oklahoma. Brian Butch and Chris Foster is with you. Oklahoma ball now working left to right as we see it. In the red jerseys and shorts, white numbers and letters. Wisconsin, the opposite, white jerseys and shorts. Red letters and numbers. Second half begins with a left-handed layup from Oklahoma's Xavier Brown. He's got six, and the Sooners lead by seven right off the bat here in the second half. Alley-oop, Nolan Winter catch in the restricted circle. He lays it in on a feed from Austin Rapp. Great athleticism by Winter to adjust to that pass. And it's 48-43 Oklahoma, still less than a minute into half number two.
And maybe that gets Nolan a little bit more engaged.
Did you jump like that under the basket?
No, I didn't jump. I really unathletic, to be honest.
That was athletic by Nolan Winter for sure. And you're selling yourself short as well, Butchie. Here's Mohamed Wagi guarded by Winter. Low block left. Wild shot that skims off the rim and lands out of bounds baseline right, but last touched by Wisconsin. So it's Oklahoma ball. 2.5 seconds left on the shot clock. It looked like that shot, as wild as it was, grazed rim.
Yes.
And so Oklahoma trying to plead its case right now.
I think it's a case that has a very good chance to be pled.
They will go to the monitor here, and we'll remind you that with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Love exhibition games.
don't like reviews in exhibition games. This is number two in the exhibition replay review category tonight.
I get it. If you're going to play the game, you're going to do this. You might as well play it the way it's really played. I understand. Just having some fun. You got to make sure you get it right.
So the shot clock has been reset.
Yeah. Yes.
Why don't you just go down there and tell them?
I should have. They should have looked up here. I would have just said, reset, let's go. We didn't need to review it. I guess that's my frustration with all that stuff. Like, that was an obvious that it hit the ring. Like, it's... We saw it up from up here. And
we did.
The nosebleed, you know.
Oklahoma ball. Brown gets it in. Right wing to Wagi. Underhand back to Brown. He brings it out into the half court with that fresh shot clock for Oklahoma. Up five over a minute into the second half. Brown cut off high by Winter. Pass down to the left wing. Brown gets it back. Four on the shot clock. Step back at the free throw line. Off the rim, and Winter's got it for Wisconsin. Badgers a chance to shave away at this five-point deficit. Winter pass to Nick Boyd, right wing. Boyd crossover dribble to the right elbow. Brings it back outside the arc with 17 to shoot. Austin Rapp high on the left. Back to Boyd. Really close to the half-court stripe. Skips to the top of the key. Right lane line, and he hits a reverse attempt that was blocked underneath. Oklahoma ball. Brown for Nigel Pack, left of the circle, three. And with Boyd trailing the play defensively, Pack splashes another three for Oklahoma.
And Oklahoma's 9 of 13 from three. And a lot of those were just short closeouts there. It was just a situation where Oklahoma had numbers.
Pack's first of the night, and it's 51-43 Oklahoma. 17:52 to go, second half. John Blackwell with a right wing three for Wisconsin.
And it was a mid-post touch by Rapp with a skip. Now, most times you shouldn't be able to skip it like that through the defense, but Rapp was able to, and he was able to hit Blackwell for the three.
Nigel Pack, left wing, a paint touch, a floater on the rim is down for Pack. He's got five straight.
Yeah, and that was just too easy there by Wisconsin's defense. Wisconsin's defense needs to tighten up.
53-46 Oklahoma. And a pass to Nolan Winter in the lane is broken up by Mohamed Wagi, but he committed a foul.
And I'm laughing because Coach Guard is on somebody. I didn't know who he was yelling at, but there was a strong voice with a lot of pointing to say, hey, you take care of the paint down there defensively. And it was. Last possession defensively for Wisconsin, way too easy.
First personal on Wagi, first team foul of the half on Oklahoma. Boyd, baseline left, inbounds to Winter just inside the arc. Boyd has it in the corner, jumps a pass to Winter, high on the right. Winter has it in space and finds Boyd again, high on the right in front of the first row of seats. Boyd in the lane, left-handed layup good for Nick Boyd. He's got nine.
It's amazing the left-handed point guard wants to go left.
Don't
tell him. Right?
Might,
shh, keep it quiet.
It might hear you. Xavier Brown underneath for Oklahoma misses the layup. Wagi's second chance in the restricted circle, and he is fouled. And it goes against Wisconsin's Nolan Winter, his second personal, first team foul of the half for the Badgers.
You know, the other area with this Wisconsin team that I look at and I evaluate that is somewhat of a question mark is that rim protection and rebounding. And right now it's 19 rebounds to 19 rebounds. I think the bigs have played well, but where is that physicality and where is that rebounding to really dominate the point? Does this front court have that ability to dominate?
Definitely something to keep an eye on as Wagi at the free throw line goes 1-for-2.
Now, I say that and talk about that, but Nolan Winter also had a 17-rebound game versus Michigan State last year.
Beast mode.
You know what I mean, though? But it's just one of those things as you evaluate the way that the roster is built now. Do they have enough of that? I lean towards yes, but it's something I want to watch as the season continues.
Blackwell on the dribble, free throw line, jumper blocked by Wagi. Picked up by Nigel Pack, left to right for Oklahoma. Xavier Brown, left wing, back to Pack, who can hit the three. Doesn't pull the trigger now, puts his head down to the free throw line. Kick out Darian Reed, near corner, brings it in on Austin Rapp. Backing him down mid-post now. Up and under with the left hand. A nice hesitation move for an easy finish for Reed. 56-48 Oklahoma. A dozen for Reed. And Blackwell on the ball, pass to Winter, left to the circle, three ball, Nolan, air ball.
Just has not looked like himself. Probably the best way of putting it there. Looked a step slow, Nolan has. Just hasn't looked smooth, I guess, is probably another way of putting it.
3 of 11 from the floor, Nolan Winter. 6 points, 4 rebounds for the big man entering his junior campaign. Oklahoma ball. Xavier Brown walks it up the length of the floor. His Sooners on top of the Badgers, 56-48. Brown for Kai Rogers. Back to Brown on an underhand top of the key. Brown tracing the three-point arc to his left. Throws it in the lane. High and wide of Kai Rogers. It's out of bounds. Wisconsin ball. 15-52 to go in the second half. And Oklahoma leads Wisconsin 56-48. From the Rail broadcast booth, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Oklahoma 56, Wisconsin 48, 15-52 to play second half. And the Sooners, I think, Brian, want this game to count. Shooting 62% from the floor, 69% from three-point range, 9 of 13. And, you know, Wisconsin not ice cold by any stretch, although they are just 4 of 16 from deep, but Sooners are filling it up.
Well, the Sooners might want it to count, but I tell you who else wants it to count. The players. When you're shooting 9 of them, that percentage looks really good as far as the stat sheet goes, too. Alas. Not saying players are, you know, just playing for stats, though. Would never say that.
Of course. It's just the icing on the cake.
Exactly.
Wisconsin ball down 8. John Blackwell right to left for Wisconsin. Pass to Jack Janicki on the left wing. Follows a wrap screen who rolls to the basket. Bielauskas, top of the key, swings it to Braden Carrington. Carrington tracing the arc. Wrap left to the circle. 10 to shoot. Janicki, 3 ball. Left wing, good for Jack Janicki, the left-hander.
And Oklahoma goes under that ball, that side ball screen, and because of that, Jack Janicki's wide open. I got to get used to number 5 for Jack Janicki, yeah. Not number 33.
He played every game last season for Wisconsin, wearing number 33. Wearing number 5 now. Koala Tech for Oklahoma. Nearly threw it away. It's picked up by Brown. Topside now. Down low, Rogers. Low block left. No one home. He slams it through with 2 hands.
And well, we've said a lot, but exhibition games, like that weak side's got to be pulled over. And Greg is going to harp on that because those are the ones you can't give.
58-51 Oklahoma. Wisconsin ball. Janicki, same spot, left wing three. This time it rims out. Darion Reed skies for the rebound. Reed brings the ball up the floor for Oklahoma. Underhand Xavier Brown. Guarded closely by Jack Janicki, who almost pried the ball free. Brown now picked up by Blackwell. Back from Attack. Brown, left elbow extended with 14 to shoot. Outside the arc now, drifting to his right. Brown, a lot of ball handling right now. Ball a little stuck. Left elbow, jumper. Brown makes it count.
You know, it was such a great defensive possession. Three different players guarded Brown, and he just made it. It was just better offense. But, I mean, really good individual defense by three different Badgers on that possession.
10 points for Brown. The OU lead is 9. 14:06 to play, second half. And a foul called. A trip, as a matter of fact.
Well,
it goes on Kowal Atek of Oklahoma. Foul occurred in the green paint. Remember, we're playing at Fiserv Forum, and the Milwaukee Bucks home court is down right now. That's the first personal on Atek.
You know, here's the thing with 9 new players as well, something I picked up on. Grit Guard still is a towel substitution guy, right, where you take the towel, you hand it to the player you're going in for. That didn't happen in that possession. So it's little weird things like that that just take time to culture. We saw it during the YouTube thing as Nick Boyd asked Coach Guard, why do we tuck our jerseys in? Well, I've been doing it since you've been born, like since I first got here. It just little things like that that take time.
Jack Janicki, a three ball from his favorite spot on the left wing, rattles in and out. Oklahoma ball, Dayton Forsyth with a pass ahead. Now a drive in the lane by Tate Davis. And it's taken away by Wisconsin. Good defense by the Badgers. Nick Boyd on the left wing for Wisconsin. Picks up his dribble and finds Janicki. Near corner, Janicki spins away on Brown. Outside the arc now, looking for Garlock on an entry feed. It comes from Bilyauskas instead. Garlock, low block right. And he chunks the bank shot. It's Oklahoma ball in transition now. Brown open for three, left of the circle. It's short. Rebound Carrington of Wisconsin.
Garlock just didn't have a good base. When you don't have a good base as a big and you try to go up and explode, you usually miss layups.
Boyd hooks a pass to Bilyauskas. Top of the key three for Alexis Bilyauskas, his second of the game.
Bilyauskas, he's shown that ability to spread the floor, space the floor.
6-point lead for Oklahoma, their ball. 12:43 and counting, second half. Dayton Forsyth, right elbow, jump stop, fadeaway, short. Rebound in the lane, Bilyauskas, he feeds Boyd. Boyd right to left. Right of the circle now, Boyd pointing for his spot. Garlock sets the screen. Boyd centers, right lane line, brings it to the short corner and finds Carrington outside the arc. Bilyauskas, swing pass Janicki. Left wing, up top Garlock. In it goes, Bilyauskas, one-hand catch. Pass batted away out of bounds by Xavier Brown. 9 on the shot clock, it's Wisconsin ball.
Bilyauskas does a good job of sealing there. And then because of that, now all of a sudden he's got the mismatch, throws it in. The only thing I'd like to see him do a little bit better there is stay connected. When you stay connected, it doesn't allow that guard, when you've got that mismatch, to come around and knock the ball away from you.
Boyd the trigger man standing on the Milwaukee script, baseline right. And Wisconsin calls a timeout. Badger fans, choose chill and celebrate responsibly. 21 means 21. Coors Light, choose chill. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. That is going to become a full timeout taken by Wisconsin, and we will step aside. 60-54, Oklahoma leads the Badgers. 12:16 to play in the second half. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Folks, the clock is ticking. Are you ready to get in the game? While your neighbors are stuck on the bench with a leaky shed, Cleary Building Corp is out here throwing down monster dunks in custom buildings. Whether you need a sports facility, storage for all your gear, or just a winning space to hang out, Cleary's dream team designs and builds it like the pros they are. Get in the game with Cleary Building Corp. Call today and let's build a winner.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties.
If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Don't think I'm missing anything from a delicious meal there. Although that pretzel you had
the
looked pretty good.
The pretzel was phenomenal. That was a good call. Popcorn's great. I got half the box yet for popcorn. Top was a little stale. Out of a rating, and probably I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
That's not bad for exhibition.
No, exhibition. Now, Pfizer had their opening tip, so I was wondering maybe this might have been leftover. Bucks game. I don't know.
Well, it's Wisconsin ball, fresh or stale popcorn. Badgers have it with just 4 on the shot clock now. Carrington, right wing, has to let it go, and he hits. A 3-ball for Braden Carrington, his first points of the game.
Well, and that's when you're able to go get a guy that's had experience, play at the University of Minnesota, play at Tulsa, just understands time, score, situation.
And Oklahoma turns it over in the lane. Tate Davis had it stripped, and then just a three-car pileup for it in the green painted area. Both teams pointing either way. A jump ball is called. I believe the possession arrow pointing to Wisconsin. Either way, with 11:48 to play in the second half, we remind you that our broadcast today is brought to you by Rail Transport. For every mile of your truck driving career, learn more at rail.jobs. 60-57. Oklahoma's lead cut to 3. 11:48 to play. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
UW Health Sports Medicine is a proud sponsor of Badger Men's Basketball, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 11:48 to go. Second half, it's Oklahoma 60, Wisconsin 57. First of two preseason games for Wisconsin before the regular season tips off on November 3rd. This is the only exhibition tune-up for the Sooners, and they're making it count, still shooting 59% from the floor. And they're 9 of 14 from three-point range, 64.3%, Butchie.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, again, it started with some, you know, short closeouts, as I call it, where Wisconsin didn't close out the way that they necessarily should. And because of that, you give a team some confidence. I don't care who it is. And this time I have to over Oklahoma. And then they're shooting more. So
they are shooting more. Wisconsin trying to change that. It's Nick Boyd on the dribble, right to left for the Badgers and the home whites. Drifting down high on the right now. Finds Bieliauskas. Underhand pass Blackwell. Curls down the right lane line. Blackwell spinning on Davis,
traveled.
And he traveled.
He did. Now, Greg wants a foul there, but I think a lot of that contact, we've seen this last year with John. John creates a lot of contact as well. So he's really hard to officiate as far as how does he handle that and what do you necessarily do.
A good size for a guard at 6'4", 203. But he dragged his pivot foot there, and it's Oklahoma ball. Dayton Forsythe high on the left, and a whistle.
Wisconsin foul.
Boy, Forsythe was dribbling that ball 3 feet over half court, and the foul occurred underneath the basket. Foul is on Carrington of Wisconsin, his first. And it's Oklahoma ball. Nigel Pack with a sideline inbounds down to our right. Pack finds Wagee, underhand Forsythe at the top of the key, guarded by Boyd of Wisconsin. Forsythe, left lane line now. Just outside the paint, he pivots and finds Wagee outside the arc. Pack with it, 10 to shoot. Pack, step back on Carrington, into the lane, pivot foot down, shots away, shots good, and a foul called as well.
Pack does a really good job of using a ball fake to create some more space, and he used one more fake to get Carrington up in the air, and because of that, that's where the contact comes. And so that's where you have to stay down. You can't leave your feet, and it's really tough to do. But Carrington's a guy that's an above-average defender. Like he's got to bring that defensive intensity to this team when his number is called. And that's just, again, exhibition, playing, getting used to it, but understand that intensity level needs to be brought up a little bit.
Pack hits the free throw, all 8 of his points here in the second half. Lead is 6 for Oklahoma with 11:06 to play. Blackwell drifting from his right to his left as he crosses half court on the BlackFiSurf.forum logo. Boyd has it now high on the right for Wisconsin. Finds the free throw line and draws the foul. The speed for Nick Boyd putting pressure on the Oklahoma defense.
And when you're going against a left-handed point guard, you're trying to make him go right. But Nick Boyd is so quick with that first step that it's really tough to, you know, force him to go right in there, because that first step is him going left. And it's just, it's tough. On top of it, defensively, you don't necessarily guard a lot of lefties.
Winter has the ball on the inbounds feed from Boyd. Gets it back to Nick, high on the right. Working the dribble with his right hand around a Winter screen just on the arc. Step back three, right side. Off the front of the rim, Alec Blair, the rebound for OU. He pushes the tempo. Pass ahead to Tay Davis. Kick out Forsythe. Far corner three. Off the rim and batted into the backcourt by Wagee. Second chance Oklahoma. Pack a three from the top of the key. He is scalding hot right now. Pack with 11. 66-57 Oklahoma. Blackwell brings it outside the arc, far side. Top of the key, Winter, pass to his left. It's Boyd on the wing, and he is fouled by Dayton Forsythe of Oklahoma. First personal on Forsythe.
Yeah, and that's where Forsythe needs to, again, give some space. And I think as the scouting report comes out more and more, Nick Boyd, you're going to want to give some space, so he's going to be able to have to hit some open threes because they're not going to allow that.
What a pass inside to Nolan Winter on the inbounds feed from Boyd. Slam dunk and a foul. Nolan Winter with a chance at a three-point play.
And they were just running a simple screening action between Blackwell and Nolan Winter, and Nolan realizes that Oklahoma jumps that, because Oklahoma jumps it, he's able to slip. And I say it a lot, but when you cut to the front of the rim, good things happen.
Good things happen. All right. Duly noted. Well, Winter's got eight and a chance for nine, which would match his season average from last year. Short on the free throw attempt. He's still at eight. But the Badgers trail now 66-59, approaching the 10-minute mark in the second half. Pack with Rohde on his six. Throws up a runner in the lane. It's short. Rebound loose, and Pack finds it. Short corner right. Brings it outside the arc with a fresh 20. Right wing Pack. Back to John Blackwell. He kicks it out up top to Forsythe. 10 to shoot. Forsythe right of the circle. Offensive foul called on Oklahoma.
And why do I love that so much? It's because Nick Boyd is starting to understand what the expectations of guarding the ball screen are at Wisconsin. You've got to fight over it. You've got to continue to be aggressive with them. Not saying they didn't do that at San Diego State where he was at. I mean, we know how good of a defensive team they are at San Diego State, but just that's the way you have to guard him.
This is Blackwell, right of the circle, three ball off the rim, loose baseline. Winter jumps to save it, but Blair picks it up from Oklahoma, and he is fouled. Heck of an effort by Nolan Winter to try and save the possession, but it went to Oklahoma's Alec Blair, and he was fouled. 14 foul. Foul goes on Austin Rapp, his second, the team's fourth. Forsythe inbounds it from the Badgers' side of the floor. Pack crosses half court for Oklahoma. Now Wagi, top of the circle, dribble handoff to Forsythe. Left lane line turns, and the jump shot falls off the back of the rim. Rebound to Boyd. Sprints up the sideline, far side. Rapp, right of the circle. Deep three off the front rim. Blackwell the rebound inside. Second try, John Blackwell, and rolls around, and it's tipped back in by Nolan Winter. Bucket is good for Wisconsin, and the Oklahoma lead cut to five. Great job by Nolan Winter to make sure that was off the cylinder as well. Now Reed for Oklahoma misses the jump shot in the lane. Reed rather wrapped the box out and the rebound for Wisconsin. Now Boyd cuts in the lane from the right wing. His shot is knocked out of bounds, and it stays with Wisconsin underneath. 21 on the shot clock.
Great. Ty Rogers returns for Oklahoma.
A little bit of pressure on Oklahoma here. 8:41 to play in the second. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Boyd flips it into Blackwell, left of the circle. Top of the key now for Rapp. Right of the circle. Fakes a pass. Lets it fly. Hits the three. Austin Rapp with 14.
His first bucket of the second half.
Crowd on its feet and Fiser for him. The lead cut to two for Oklahoma, 66-64. 8:18 to play. Nigel Pack, top of the key, works his way in the lane on Rohde. Step back, Jay, off the mark. Blackwell, the rebound on the right side. Boyd up the floor. Back to John Blackwell. Outside the lane, but inside the arc. He flips it out to Boyd, top of the key. Boyd works to the left elbow. Now in the green paint. Lost the handle. And a foul is called on Oklahoma. 7:55 to play in the game. And Wisconsin turning up the intensity. 66-64. Badgers will have bonus free throws when we come back from the Rail broadcast booth in Milwaukee. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Giving back to the community is a pillar of Wisconsin athletics and one that we're proud to emulate here at Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics, Brewpub is proud to announce our support of local heroes through our partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. With every purchase of the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza, we're helping support veterans, first responders, law enforcement officers, and their families during difficult times. Look for the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza today in your local grocery store and enjoy a great pizza for a greater cause.
The dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The daggers.
Got it, and a foul. Oh, John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation point.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Sponsored by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Spotlight today's best in the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. You want to spotlight a specific player?
Yeah, I think it's Austin Rapp. As far as the way that he came out, played early on in the first half, just banged a big-time three. That was his first bucket in the second half. So we'll see with 7:55 left if he can kind of continue that momentum. But the way that he came out that first half and just kind of let the game come to him, he caught my eye early on.
Rapp and Blackwell, the co-leaders in points for Wisconsin with 14. In fact, along with Darion Reed of Oklahoma, that would be a game-high 14.
And I think with this Wisconsin team, you're going to see a lot of different guys be leading scorers.
Okay.
It seems like there's a lot of balance on this team as far as guys that can have a night, whether it be Nolan Winter, John Blackwell, Austin Rapp, and Nick Boyd. There's going to be enough opportunities. I truly believe that.
Well, Nick Boyd just hit two free throws, and we have a tie game. And Boyd kind of amping up the crowd here. He's adjusting quickly to life as a Wisconsin Badger. 66 all, under 8 minutes to play. Top of the key, Xavier Brown for Oklahoma. Boyd a hand in his face. Brown retreats to the logo. Now dribbles down to the right wing. Rogers, top of the key. Avoids the dribble handoff, and a contested pass held onto by Nwankwo on the left wing for OU. Three on the shot clock, and Nwankwo was fouled.
And I don't know where the foul was. It was on the opposite side of where we're sitting, but both Nolan Winter and John Blackwell were on the ball, and I wonder if they just got a little handsy.
Blackwell picks up the personal. Not a shooting foul.
No, it's not a shooting foul, but that's exactly what happened. Seeing the replay, John got his hand right on the jersey, and you can't get handsy in that situation.
Fresh shot clock for Oklahoma. Pack, right wing, three balls on the way, off the heel. Rebound picked up by Oklahoma. Darion Reed's got it, left of the lane. Now Nwankwo with it. As Rapp falls down, Nwankwo launches a three. It misses badly. It hit the net. And nothing else.
It was nothing but net.
Nothing but net, but not the kind you want.
Below the rim, below but it was rim. Nothing but net.
It's Wisconsin ball, half-court offense. Nick Boyd, top of the key around a Winter screen. Left lane line, alley-oop on the way, and Winter tried his best to throw it down. The pass was off target. It hit the backboard, but a foul was called.
Oklahoma foul.
On Oklahoma.
Yeah, and that's been a couple of times where Wisconsin has been able to go get a lob, but there's been a guard because of switch, right? Oklahoma's switching that. And because of that switch, there's a guard that ends up on the big. And as a guard, you're taught to sit in the lap of the leaper. But their pack is on the hip, and as Nolan goes up, because he's on the hip, he pushes Nolan. But Nolan's got to convert the free throw. This is the first front end of the 1-1.
Short again, and we remain tied at 66. 6:46 to play, second half. Rogers sets a high screen for Brown. Drives left lane line for OU. Left the layup short, but drew the foul. Contact underneath. That foul is on Boyd of Wisconsin. his third.
Yeah, I didn't love that foul call. I don't know if there's a whole lot there. But I'll say this. When you get out of position, you leave yourself open to a foul. But I didn't think there was a lot there. I'm giving it out to the officials what I'm doing. I'm being nice to them. It's early. It's October 24th. They don't need to get yelled at this early.
Xavier Brown misses the front end of two free throws, but he hits the second. Brown's got nine, and it snaps the tie. 67-66, Oklahoma. 6:34 and running to play. Boyd, free throw line. No one there. Left-handed layup. Nick Boyd, he's got a baker's dozen. Wisconsin's got the lead. 68-67. Timeout, Porter, Moser, and Oklahoma. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here and remind you that horsepower amplifies your willpower. Capability kickstarts your courage. They're standard and built for tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today, built for tough. I'll tell you what, Wisconsin's playing built for tough right now. The way they've come back.
They've responded, right? You got punched. How do you respond? Like, that's why I keep saying it, but that's why you play exhibition. You want to see how your team responds. Like, this doesn't count as far as other win-loss count, but you want to see who responds. You want to say who's playing well under tough situations. If you're Greg with 6:25 left and it being a one-point game, kind of what you wanted.
Sure.
Like, to play in an exhibition game where now all of a sudden, tight game, crunch situations, we got to get stops, we got to execute. Like, this is all you're asking for in this exhibition-type, you know, scenario.
11-1 run for the Badgers over the last 3:53 of game time. OU ball, Xavier Brown, top of the key, open right of the circle for three, and he drains
and
it.
They don't communicate it. And Rhodey and Boyd don't communicate the ball screen coverage because of that bang three.
Oklahoma 11 of 19 from three-point range tonight. Wisconsin ball down two. Austin Rapp in the lane. Throws up a runner off glass. Rebound loose. Rapp's got it at the free throw line. Recycles to Boyd. Three ball too strong from up top. And Blackwell comes up with the offensive rebound in the lane. And he draws the foul.
I can't tell you how many times last year John Blackwell had rebounds like that to win a game for Wisconsin. It was remarkable.
Blackwell, an outstanding rebounding guard, averaged over five per game last season for Wisconsin. And tonight he's got four rebounds, and he's at the free throw line. Shooting two with a chance to tie. He hits the first, and the lead now just one for Oklahoma, 70-69. The foul was on Xavier Brown, by the way, his second. And Blackwell hits them both. 15 for John, and we're tied at 70. Make it 16 for John Blackwell. Oklahoma ball, right elbow, Brown. Up top, Pack, guarded by Boyd. 5.5 to play. Pack lost his footing, but he flipped it to Brown, right wing, to save the possession. Brown to his left, top of the key. 6 to shoot, right lane line drive. Fall away shot, too strong. And a foul underneath, a loose ball foul on Wisconsin. It's on John Blackwell, in fact. Number two on Blackwell. Both teams in the bonus here with 5:19 to play. Mohammed Wagi, the senior Alabama transfer, guy with Final Four experience, is at the free throw line. 32. How about staying in conference?
Yeah,
transferring from Alabama to Oklahoma. That's
the craziest thing. The transfer thing is nuts by itself, but the transfer within conference, and it's nuts. It's got to be crazy for the players. And you look at, you know, Brendan Carrington for Wisconsin, played at Minnesota, now playing for Wisconsin, like. that it's not like those two teams like each other.
Right.
It's just got to be weird. And it's just the day and age where
it's a transactional world for sure. You know, Oklahoma, four of their five starters are first-year players in the program. Wagi hits both free throws. Oklahoma leads 72-70. You know, Wisconsin, you've got two familiar faces in your starting lineup, John Blackwell, Nolan Winter. It feels like you've got a lot of returning experience.
Well, and expectations.
Andrew Rohde on the dribble. Kick out topside. Nick Boyd for three. Rattles out. Loose ball underneath. Darion Reed has it, tiptoeing the end line, and he stays alive with it. Finds Xavier Brown, who jogs the ball left to right. Brown with some wiggle up top. Bielauskas steps out on him. Reed back to Brown up top. 1 foot on the cream and green Milwaukee Bucks logo at midcourt. Brown brings it down to the left wing, guarded by Rapp. Six to shoot. Brown lets it fly with a hand in his face, and the ball dies on the rim. Falls off Wisconsin ball. Chance to tie or take the lead for the Badgers late. Boyd slashes to the left elbow. Rohde, one-arm pass back and forth from Rapp. Now on the left wing, Boyd. Boyd, left wing, hook pass, Bielauskas, top of the key, three short. Long rebound at the free throw line to Brown of Oklahoma. Sprints down the floor. Layup good, Xavier Brown. He has 14. 74-70 Oklahoma with 4 minutes to go.
And when you shoot threes, you have long rebounds. That was an example of that. And that's why Oklahoma was able to get out and go. You got to make sure you have transition defense set up.
And then a hand to the passing lane. Jeff Nwankwo, the steal. The uncontested dunk the other way. And that forces Greg Gard to call a timeout. He's pointing to a lot of dudes on the bench to get in the game. We'll have some substitutions for Wisconsin when we return. For now, it's Oklahoma 76, Wisconsin 70, with 3:48 to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Saving and everything for your next project at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got all your hauling needs covered. Tow smarter with a Tow Smart ball mount trailer hitch. It's built with durable steel construction that resists rust and corrosion. On sale now through September 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. A 6-0 run for Oklahoma gives the Sooners a 76-70 advantage with 3:48 to go in the second half. And I think back to a point you just made, Butchie. Now a chance in exhibition play, kind of like bonus time, to just see how this team with nine newcomers handles a tight game late, trying to come from behind. Who is on the ball late? Who comes up with the big defensive stops? This is it's a great test for Wisconsin.
Well, and if you're Greg, that's all you're asking for. I think the Platteville game, there's a place for that with the guarding against cancer and everything that Greg has built with that. It's phenomenal. But I'm gonna be kind of honest here, not mean at Platteville, but how much do you get better?
Sure.
How much do you learn? They're going to learn a lot in the next 3:48 as far as how that helps win games. They go to BYU. They got a possibility over Thanksgiving break, possibly play Florida. There's a lot of teams in the non-conference. You're going to play Marquette. So there's a lot of things in teams that they're going to play that they have to learn from.
Taking on an Oklahoma Sooners team that made the NCAA tournament last year, lost to UConn in the first round, 67-59. Like many rosters across college basketball, a lot of newcomers in Norman, but still a quality team out of the SEC testing the Badgers in exhibition play. John Blackwell with a nifty pass to Nolan Winter. Nolan gets it back to John right of the circle, and John drives, contested layup blocked underneath, rebound on the deck, and Forsythe has it for Oklahoma. He finds Xavier Brown with a team-high 16 points, and Brown back to Forsythe just across the timeline. Oklahoma more than content to slow the tempo here, up six with a little over 3 minutes to play. Forsythe has it stripped in the lane. It's taken away by the Badgers. And Boyd is fouled by Oklahoma's Mohammed Wagi up the floor.
And just not a smart foul. There's a turnover. Turn your head. Sprint back. Don't pick up a foul there. You were up by six. But that also goes to the experience of Nick Boyd to understand, okay, there's someone behind me. I'm going to drive into him, see if I can get some extra points at the free throw line.
Boyd, the first one rattles out. Boyd now 5 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. He's got 13 points. Has not found his jump shot really, especially from long range. He's 0 for 5, but you see the speed on display and the ways he can impact a game. Boyd makes good on the second free throw. 3:03 to play, 76-71 Oklahoma. And Nigel Pack jogs the ball across midcourt, guarded by Rohde. Pack, left wing, throws up a wild pass cross court. It's intercepted by Rapp. Now Boyd right to left. Step in the lane, hits the layup, reverse from left to right. And it's a three-point lead now for Oklahoma.
Back-to-back turnovers there by Oklahoma.
Crowd engaged once again inside the forum. Darion Reed with it. And it's stripped, and Boyd makes a play on it. Last touch by Oklahoma, out of bounds, midcourt. Wisconsin ball. Boyd amping the crowd up once again.
Well, you love the response here defensively. Down by six. You get three straight turnovers. Now it's a three-point game. Can you convert on this possession?
Three turnovers in a minute 20 for Oklahoma. Badgers with life, down three. Boyd, topside, around a Winter screen. Corner pocket, Rohde for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Wagi of Oklahoma.
Great look, great set. Look. I mean, that's all you can ask for. Rohde's just got to knock that down, but everything you wanted.
Now it's Brown, low block right. Now on the baseline, left side with it. Brown curls back into the lane. And a foul is called on Wisconsin's Rohde.
Wisconsin foul. Number 7. And Rohde his first.
That is Rohde's first.
Yeah, tough one there. A little bit, but that's where if Rohde plays with the body versus a reach. I still don't think there's a lot there on that call. But if you're there and you're positioning-wise, body, maybe it doesn't allow the drive there and by Brown, and then all of a sudden, now all of a sudden, you got a chance where it's a, he has to pass it away.
Brown at the free throw line for Oklahoma, where he is 1 for 2 tonight. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the game. And Brown hits the first of a bonus situation. 17 points for Brown, who had a tremendous season at St. Joseph's last year. In the Atlantic 10, he was first-team all-conference and had a single-season program record 89.7% free-throw shooting percentage. So he makes them both there, no surprise, and the lead is 5 for Oklahoma.
Yeah, only Ace Baldwin and John Tanje were higher.
Awfully impressive. John Tanje, name will resonate with Badger fans. John Blackwell with it now, left wing. Guarded by Wagi. Spins on Wagi. Jump shot in the lane. Good for John Blackwell. 18 for Blackwell. 78-75 Oklahoma. The lead in the basketball. We're down to 90 seconds to play. Doesn't much feel like an exhibition game right now as Brown left elbow out to Wagi. Brown resets top of the key. Drives right side this time. Off glass, too strong. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. He brings it up the floor right to left. Austin Rapp for three. Top side. Good! We are tied at 78.
It all started with the defensive possession.
Let him know, Austin Rapp. Timeout on the floor with a 1:03 to go.
And I say it all started with the defensive possession. When we look at Oklahoma, Brown has been an ISO player all game long. Really what he's done at St. Joe's, that's the way he wants to play. Wisconsin loaded, guarded as five, got the stop, then they're pushing with great pace. And as they're coming down and playing with great pace, what usually happens is when you push quickly, that defense gets sucked in. The defense gets sucked in. That's where a trail big is able to come through. Austin Rapp, as the trail big, is following in. He's wide open and buries that three. But if you don't guard at an elite level on that end, especially against an ISO player, you aren't going to get opportunities for trail threes. That trail makes sense. That's a lot of basketball talk for October 24th.
That was fabulous. Great breakdown. I'm absorbing that and also letting our fans know that our broadcast tonight is brought to you by Rail Transport. For every mile of your truck driving career, learn more at rail.jobs.
Hope the truck drivers aren't driving too fast. Watch this Badger basketball team. But it's the pace at which Wisconsin's played at that's changed and obviously has talked about. But that last possession, you guard, you push, your trail's open. It's a thing of beauty. I might know a little bit about a trail three. I don't know anything about being an athlete or rebounding or playing defense.
Alley-oops.
No. The only alley-oops I know about dinosaurs. Those sorts of things. Like, I'm reading alley-oop books, but it's about a dinosaur.